please. And remember, give us your name and address.
Thank you for the privilege of addressing this body. I'm Kathleen Baker. I live at 35496 Copper Drive South, indeed in the aforementioned Sterling Crossing. And I'm pleased to say that we have very hardworking members of our community with us today. In fact, one person who usually accompanies us here to this chamber is at work delivering Meals on Wheels. They're understaffed today. It's a hardworking community, Sterling Crossing. We solve our own problems on site as much as we possibly can. And I am pleased to say that we have members of our community here. You see our little badges. We have ladies here who have solved our parking problems. We have a lady here who has solved our architectural review problems, no small matter. We have our treasurer. We have our secretary from the council who are here today. What a privilege for me to speak for all of us. We endorse the Ocean Atlantic Rehoboth multifamily plans. We thank Preston Schell for his vision. We thank Paul Townsend and family for the gift of land for the new connector road. We appreciate DelDOT's design concept of December 9th, which is your page 177. Behold, for Hennepin TID or not, Airport Road Segment 34, and DelDOT's guidance to our community through many years. We thank you, and we appreciate the robust discussion as well. Godspeed to this council.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that wants to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? Seeing no one else, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. So can we council close public record?
Yes.
And Mr. Moore, read the short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in the CR1 commercial residential district for multifamily, 224 units, to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 18.793 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning number 1 through 15 and condition 16A through S. And Mr. President, if anyone did desire to make the proposed amendment that Mr. Fuquay had mentioned prior to it being adopted, it should be done so.
I wish there was a motion.
Yeah, Mr. President, I recommend that we approve the revised condition G.
A second.
A motion, Mr. Hudson, a second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on that motion? Take a vote on the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I'll be yes, motion carried. Now, Mr. Moore?
Yes, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in a CR1 commercial residential district for multifamily, 224 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 18.793 acres, more or less, as proposed by planning zoning number 1 through 15, with condition 16A through S as revised by this council.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes. Based on planning and zoning recommendations and conditions with the revision.
Mr. Riley.
Yeah, I think it's a very good project, and I'm happy to vote for it with the conditions offered by planning and zoning as revised.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes on recommendation P&Z.
Mr. Burton.
I'm in favor of this application, and really just right where this is. I think the... You know, I got concerns with that the density calculations, but, you know, if you can please Sterling Crossing, you're okay with me.
Good job.
My motion is for approval, or my vote is for approval with the presentation that the change in the condition G and planning and zoning's recommendation.
I also agree with planning and zoning's recommendations as amended. I would say I think the connector road's a big deal for everybody, not just Sterling Crossing, everybody.
Yep.
And certainly affordable housing for people in that area is a big deal. And hopefully this works out that way and it helps everybody. So my vote's yes, motion carried.
Thank you. Next matter, Mr. President, is change zone number 1900. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GR General Residential District to a GR RPC, General Residential District Residential Planned Community, for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 16.1 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Parker House Road, approximately 0.35 miles south of Beaver Dam Road. The 911 address is not available. Tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 16, Parcel 51.00. Staff would note that we've received for the record a site plan and exhibit booklet, comments from DELDEF, comments from the Sussex Conservation District. We have received two written responses raising objections to the application. Staff would note that this was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of December 12th of last year. The Planning and Zoning Commission made a recommendation on its meeting of January 9th of this year, recommending that the application be approved for the 10 reasons and 15 conditions as outlined in the memo before members, which includes the minutes of that meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions by council? If not, Mr. Sergeba.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Hopefully will not be as long as the last presentation. For the record, my name is John Sergevic. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown. Normally, Ms. Carmine Burton appears because of my long in the tooth nature, but I've decided I need to show up every once in a while. Again, we represent Mike Justice, trustee, who owns this property. His family's been in Sussex County for, as a matter of fact, he was telling me that his grandfather dug a ditch back here before he sold it to the Wilguses that comes into play. This property is zoned GR, and although this is technically an application for rezoning, it in essence is a land use plan trying to enhance the design through the RPC rezoning process applied to a GR subdivision. As we stated in the planning and zoning meeting and is reflected in their findings, the GR district does not have a cluster option. So if you want to do the cluster option in a GR district, you then have to revert to the RPC rezoning. The net effect is the same. We're in the coastal zone and as indicated in the coastal area, it's a growth area. Permitted uses or a range of housing types should be permitted. Density ranges from 2 acres to 12, or 2 without any enhancements, 4 to 12 with enhancements. Preservation of natural resources or open space is strongly encouraged in this land use classification. And its specific regulations governing cluster developments are designed by zoning district. These currently is an option where density can be increased with optional density bonuses. It specifically references in the plan that RPCs are encouraged to allow for a mix of housing types and to preserve open space and natural resources. With respect to development in the coastal area, infrastructure requires central water and central sewer. Mr. Christian Berry will explain the details of that, but this This particular application meets all the criteria of the coastal area by going to the RPC overlay. It allows for what is directed by the land use plan, which is the preservation of natural resources or open spaces at the planning and zoning level. There are two objectors. Their objection was based mostly on two factors, concerns about stormwater management and concerns about an existing tree buffer. Mr. Christianberry was able to come up with an enhanced design plan to take care of those two conditions. Mr. Justice, the owner developer, in order to alleviate a pre-existing to any development he's done on this property, drainage problem for these two neighbors. Mr. Christiansbury's, and he'll explain this in detail by comparing the two site plans, he's been able to create a subterranean stormwater pipe, which will alleviate the drainage problems for those people. And by doing that and doing a little change is how the to the corner lots in the front, he will explain how he could preserve some more trees for these folks. We're also allowing for a connection. We're going to be served by Tidewater, and Mr. Justice has offered to the next door neighbors, this Plantations Park, the convenience of being able to tap into Tidewater if they so desire. But essentially, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval 5-0. They stated basically the reasons that we submitted to them is in support of this application, and rather than be redundant, I'll just ask Mr. Christianberry to do a site plan explanation, unless you have some questions.
Good afternoon. Ken Christianberry with Axiom Engineering. The last Thursday, the Planning Commission approved the minutes for their recommendation for approval. On Friday, we did submit a plan to the Planning Office showing some of those amendments that were requested by the Planning Commission. So, let's see here. This is our original, that's our new site plan. Let me go back to the original. Okay. I'll briefly go through some of the things that we went through in a lot of detail with the Planning Commission. This is the area surrounding. As you can see, this is an infill project. There's no agricultural lands nearby. The only undeveloped land nearby besides the subject property is actually preserved by the State of Delaware Division of Wildlife directly across Parker House Road. We abut several residential subdivisions that were developed in the 70s and 80s and Silverwoods in the last 10 years. The densities of these surrounding properties are Silverwoods at 2.64 dwelling units per acre in this phase, Ocean Air at 2.74, Plantation Park, Mobile Home Park, at 2.97 dwelling units per acre, Kensington Park Apartments at 3.02 dwelling units per acre. And we're right in the middle of that density at 2.82 dwelling units per acre with this GRRPC. The project is limited to single-family residential. No manufactured housing is proposed or permitted, and it will be specifically excluded. The property is in the middle of an area that is zoned GR, with the only exception being the commercial property immediately to the south that was rezoned commercial by the applicant's father.
Yeah.
20 years ago? Okay. Quite some time. It's the old C1, so it's before CR1 was even adopted by the county. So it is in character with the surrounding properties and densities. Let me go ahead and jump down to the site plan and address the objections that were brought up. I wouldn't even call them objections, because actually the neighbors who showed up said that they were concerned. They didn't object to, if I heard them right and read the minutes right, they didn't object to the subdivision of the property, but they wanted two concerns to be taken care of before a final approval were issued. And they did express that they want some assurance that the council can enforce those conditions. The conditions they were most concerned about, in this original plan, our road ended here. There are existing ditches running this property line and this property line that probably haven't been maintained in my lifetime. There are mature trees growing in these ditches, so they're not functioning well at all. Our intention was to clean them out and make them function. And the folks who did show up said, well, really, we don't want those trees cleared, but we also recognize there's some drainage problems that we want. In one case, there was an existing problem on these properties here that they wanted solved. And so I had originally had a design where we would clean out this ditch and leave these trees standing. And then they said, well, this end of this road is only 20 feet from our property line, and there's going to be this cleaned out ditch, and maybe you can do a fence. But that was not something that was very appealing to the neighbors. So Mr. Justice met with him, and after he and I spoke, we did come up with the new plan, which was filed last week. It's going to be this one here. Is that the right one? Yes. So in order to try to keep the trees in place, we're actually proposing a closed pipe system be installed to the ditch that leaves our property here and runs around the wooded buffer that would allow as much woods as possible to stay in place, a minimum of 20 feet, similar to any other subdivision buffer would be left in. If the stormwater design doesn't require the pond to be any larger than this, it would actually be quite a bit wider than 50 feet. But that's something that, of course, I find out at the end of my engineering design and don't know the exact answer to now. And this pipe would be set very near this property line, because these are the neighbors that actually provided photographs, which you may have seen in the county's file, of some standing water issues on their property that they want solved. The reason we're doing this is a bypass pipe and not draining it into our roadway. I'm concerned that if we connected these pipes to our pond during a heavy rainfall event, our pond levels would rise to a point where we wouldn't actually be helping. We might actually be, so we would keep our pond levels separate from this bypass pipe, so that all we're providing is straight drainage, probably a 12-inch high-density polyethylene plastic pipe, daylighting there near that property line, allowing them. There was even some concern, Mr. Justice spoke to him since I drafted this up, about this clearing here. This is a low area here, and we could leave those trees there, and it might puddle a little bit on in those woods, which wouldn't particularly bother us if they prefer that. So we could actually leave those trees intact as well. So the only real break in the trees is where the pipe daylights, and again, very near the property line. We did a very similar thing on the southern edge, because this ditch here is equally neglected and not functioning really well. So we're showing a pipe that daylights into the ditch here, the same place where our pond would stormwater outfall. And this ditch does flow northwest and works its way down to, I believe it's the Asselman. What's that? Miller Creek. And then we would put near this property corner a drainage pipe that does allow that low-lying area to have some drainage. There would be, if the residents here were prepared to connect to Tidewater, a 20-foot easement granted to the property line, and the ability to take the water main that ends with this street and extend it to Plantation Park. Several neighbors spoke to us after the hearing and said that their wells do have problems. A willingness to provide that easement to Tidewater so a connection point is available. If the residents there negotiate a connection with Tidewater, whether it would just be to the couple that are bumped up to it, or whether they wanted to grant an easement to allow that main to extend down the property lines, get to their street and continue through the community, the opportunity to do that is provided on this amended plan. So that's really the amendments to the original plan that I think are pretty well in line with actually what the commission recommended in their conditions of approval. They asked that that buffer of 20 feet be maintained. The other thing that did change that we pointed out to the neighbors, and they were happy to hear, in my first design, we had a simple curve here, and so lot six was actually closer to where lot seven is now, and by adding a cul-de-sac here, we sort of pulled lots 6 through 17 about 30 feet to the east. So now instead of having this cul-de-sac and, you know, 20 feet from the, this turnaround and 20 feet from the property line, it's closer to 40 feet away, about 50 feet when you get to talk about where the pavement.
So Ken, ends. This new plan has been reviewed by planning and zoning? Or not?
I provided it Friday, so they've had a few days to look at it, but the changes I just described are the extent of the changes. I met with you and I spoke about it too, didn't we, on Friday? So they've had a chance to look at it. If you have any questions for Mr. Whitehouse, you know, I'm.
To clarify, it's not being put through a full review.
And right.
If approved, it would have to go through that process. But what I've seen on the drawing is not generating any significant immediate red flags, but it would have to go through further review.
Right. And the last condition of approval is, of course, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. So we would, of course, go back to the commission as part of the process where this change zone to be approved. The rest of the book provides the record that the commission relied upon in their vote to recommend approval for this. It includes a Chapter 99 subdivision ordinance compliance statement. It includes a DelDOT letter indicating that the project is not large enough to warrant a traffic study. Water is available from Tidewater. It will have to be extended about 1,000 feet away from up Parker House Road. County sewer is actually on our frontage. There were some questions about wetlands in the and drainage. So let me go ahead and show you the original ditch that we are discharging to. Is that it there? So we're probably going to do a lot less ditch work now that we've proposed the pipes. Because again, the ditch work would largely be on a shared property line. Is that one? Yeah, I like this one better because you can see actually the applicant standing in the ditch and get a sense. So it is a fairly well-defined ditch, but it's not been recently maintained. So the portions of it near where our pond would outfall, we would do some maintenance on, and we would, again, bypass a lot of these trees here that are on the applicant's land to just leave that buffer in place. In the plus comments, there were some concern about the state maps indicate that the property is largely wetlands, and the state maps are based on statewide, often flyover data that is not site specific, has not been ground truth by the state. I'm not qualified to delineate wetlands, so we brought in Kenny Redinger is a wetland scientist that many of you may have heard of. He's been practicing in this county for longer than 20 years than I have. And his report is included in the back of the book under tab 13. And in the handouts I just gave you, he's actually not here today because he's meeting with the Corps of Engineers, attempting to finalize the delineation of what is a regulatory wetland versus what is not. So we recognize that any impacts to that ditch require a permit from the Corps of Engineers. We actually prepared a package showing the earlier proposals, which will probably be scaled back because the pipe we're installing is not in wetlands. It jogs into the property, runs parallel to the wetlands ditch, and then kind of reconnects to it to provide that drainage point. But Mr. Redinger's updated letter is attached in what I just handed out to you that's stapled, and it basically says that he's moving through the federal permitting agencies to get that clarified, what actually is and isn't wetland, based on his extremely extensive field investigation of the property. They did a lot of soil borings, they look at the plant life, they look at the water levels in the soil, a lot of things that are outside of my expertise, but there's a very thorough process that they go through in order to get a federal blessing on a project of this nature.
This
we have
you're talking about?
Excuse me?
Is this a tax ditch we're talking about?
It's not really a tax ditch. If it were a tax ditch, it likely would have been maintained. So it looks like a tax ditch, would be functioning like a tax ditch if there were tax ditch managers maintaining it. But it's a private ditch that runs the property line. It actually zigzags across the property, and there's portions where it's entirely on the applicant's land, portions where it's entirely on the neighbor's land. It's really, it's a neglected ditch is what it is, Mr. Wilson.
That doesn't really look like wetland.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you. A lot of that isn't wetland. Where he was standing has actually been mapped as one of the small waters of the U.S. areas on the property. When you look at the last couple pages of the handout I gave you, shows the actual areas that were mapped as wetlands, and it's a very small portion of the property that only comes out of the ditch in one corner of the property. We obviously know that we have to comply with not doing any disturbance in those areas without a permit from the federal government. Our books have draft HOA covenants and restrictions and proposed findings of facts and conditions of approval for your consideration if you were to vote favorably on the project. If you have any, actually, I think I should invite the applicant up just to introduce himself and go ahead and give me your name and address.
I'm Michael Justice. I'm the property owner.
Did you hear everything that Mr. Shergovic and I shared?
I did.
Would you agree with what we shared as being accurate?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I mean, the reason why we changed is, I mean, I spoke with Steve, he's here, and his, Norman. They had some concerns about some drainage. I mean, there is drainage issues there. I mean, if this goes through, I mean, we're going to improve the drainage. I mean, obviously, we have criteria to meet with stormwater management. You know, it's going to better serve everybody's needs as far as improving it. I mean, I could simply do nothing, and it just keep deteriorating, getting worse. So, on this plan, we work very hard to try to please everybody.
Okay.
Mr. Justice, could I just ask one question? Are you prepared to grant a permanent easement for this drainage pipe so that...
Absolutely.
And that's not listed on our conditions of approval, but if a condition were added to our proposed conditions, that a permanent drainage easement be provided with the two pipes that are indicated on my amended plan, that condition would be reasonable and actually would probably be in the best interest of the neighbors, so they have an assurance that you all have provided them with the protections that they asked of the Planning Commission.
Do you have a high degree of confidence that these pipes will work?
Yeah, is it going to make it so that there's never a standing water issue? I'd say that we are going to do all the mitigation that we can, and any remaining problem would be related to the natural condition. Because our roadways and rooftops are not going to be directed to these pipes. All those have to be run through our stormwater pond. And the reason we're separating it out is to limit it to what's kind of falling in the woods and what is from the neighbor's land where that ponding occurred. Did you see the photographs that are in the record?
I did. I know it was my biggest concern as well.
Absolutely. And so this gives that water somewhere to go. The impression I had from the email from the neighbors was that essentially that water had nowhere to go. They had to wait for it to just kind of soak into the ground because the ditches are so neglected. They're not doing
And that could take a while down there.
It sure can. Yeah. And so this gives that water somewhere to go. Is the ditch ever going to fill up to where maybe it does take some time? I think it certainly could. But is it going to be a marked improvement over what we saw in those photographs? I believe absolutely.
And who's going to maintain them?
The pipes will be installed by the developer, and his HOA will have the responsibility to maintain them, but the neighbors will have an easement that if there's an emergency, like there's, you know, leaves that have blown in there and have clogged it up, they have every right to come on the property and get that clog removed, and then they would put the HOA or the developer, depending on who owns it at that time, on notice that, hey, this needs some work. And Mr. Shergovic, do you want to describe how you intended to word that easement or propose it?
I thought about it, I talked to you yesterday, and then I thought about it a little more. Actually, deviating from what Ken said, which is repetitive of what I said yesterday, thinking about it some more, this one pipe that serves the two lots really should not be the burden of the Homeowners Association. So I think I'm going to switch that up a little bit, saying that, you know, you have the right to come in and maintain it anytime you see fit, we're going to reserve the right to come in, the homeowners association, to make sure the pipe's functioning and doesn't discharge into the pond against the design. And the only way it would come in that way is if they didn't maintain it. But we're going to have to probably discuss that with the homeowners, because, you know, all they were told, there's going to be a pipe. And I told Mr. Justice there has to be an easement. How that works out fairly between the homeowners association and the lot owners, has the two lot owners that are benefited by it, I think we have to just work that out, because Mr. Justice putting in the pipe at his cost and expense without any cost to the lot owners coming to their assistance. But I don't, since they're outside the community, I can't assess them. So I'm going to have to work out a neighborly arrangement as to how to do it properly, so the wrong people don't share a burden that's benefiting somebody else. I think it's just the way we'll just have to work that out with them. Well, we will. If we can't, I'll just say you have an easement, you have the right to come in and maintain it, and we have the right to maintain it. But I think Mr. Justice is trying to work with his neighbors to benefit their situation. And the only other thing, a couple of other things, and rather than repeat them, the recommendations the planning and zoning mentioned that were, that I think Ken did not repeat, is that there were, by the RPC overlay, we have a 39% retention of open space, which is consistent with the RPC ordinance and also the plan. The commission found that there would be nearly 1.5 acres of existing forest retained. Actually, with the new plan, that's going to increase probably upwards. It's not going to decrease, but we're going to come upwards, particularly with respect to retaining the trees along Lot 17. And with the pipe coming in, hopefully retaining a lot of trees between the pond and those neighbors. And the other thing is finding a fact, it's six, not to be repetitive, but it's consistent with the neighborhood and the finding that the county's current plan is in the coastal plan and the GRRPC is appropriate in the area as provided for in the plan. With that said, I don't think I have any further things to say, and we're closed the applicant's presentation. Do you concur with my additional comments? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Mr. Raleigh. It sounds like the plan's still in process.
Well, that's typical. At this level, it is like almost a preliminary subdivision plan, mm-hmm. because if we were at the AR1 district, we wouldn't be here. We'd just be going with the cluster option in the AR. So we'd step from preliminary then to final. Because this is a rezoning, the county's hearing about the preliminary details of subdivision approval, which you don't normally deal with at all because it's all at the planning and zoning level. But in order to go from just following the process through, we have to get it rezoned with the RPC overlay before we can go back to get final site plan. And Mr. Everett Moore shaking his head in concurrence.
I have question marks in my mind about, you know, the drainage has been the issue. It doesn't sound like that's been resolved satisfactorily at this point, and so I don't know what the next step is.
No, if I can interject again, it's the difference between what you normally hear in a rezoning application, just like the conditional use you just heard. You have a conditional use application that has the general site plan, but how those ponds work, how they don't work, isn't this? It is not decided at the rezoning level. Those details be worked out at the final site plan review, which is not which is an more of an administrative decision, making sure all the engineering works. So at the county council level, you're just deciding whether this is an appropriate rezoning. Like if I was coming in for a B1 zoning, I would ask for the B1 zoning saying, here's what we plan to do. I wouldn't be restricted to that design, but once I got rezoned B1, I then have to go back for a B1 site plan. And all the details are then worked out at the
site. I would have preferred if you'd had this done ahead of time, because you're asking me to support something I don't have a lot of confidence in right now, quite frankly.
Mr. Raleigh, not to be disrespectful, but the question, Mr. Justice, Planning and Zoning asked us to do something to address a neighbor's problem. From an applicant's point of view, there's really no requirement that we come to the aid of our neighbors, but we are. And that's the only way I can express it.
If I could speak, I mean, this was brought up basically a month and a half ago when we went to PNC, so we've tried to push this together. As far as making it work, I don't know if they have Lakes Erickson's work or not, but he shot that ditch that I was standing in at a 14-2, and this neighbor's low spot is a 16-5, so we have 2.5 foot of fall, so we can make it work.
Okay. Mr. Whitehouse.
If that answers your question.
Yes, sir. Mr. Whitehouse, under the planning and zoning did approve it, the condition, one of the conditions was address the drainage issue. Would the next step be, as Mr. Cervic was saying, a site plan, come back in with a site plan, and as part of that, would the supporting engineering have to be part of that to show that?
Correct. So the current plan submitted is conceptual. It's designed to assist decision making. If approved, a preliminary would have to come forward, and that would have to go to the Planning and Zoning Commission for review. There would be staff review to make sure that the conditions of approval are complied with, so it would be reviewed. And then again, it could not obtain final approval until it's been to the Commission, along with all agency approvals, including the stamp. The final drawings would have to be stamped by Sussex Conservation District to signify their approval of it. So there's multiple stages of review, and at each stage this gets looked at. So this is not the final stop in the process.
So the fact that there is the condition already in here that indicates that there would be the drainage issue must be addressed, Mr. Whitehouse. Mr. Whitehouse, that would be sufficient?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
I mean, that's the final plan. We're not going to deviate from that. I mean, but it is our obligation to make it work. I agree.
Mr. Raleigh, you continue to work over time, and I'm not sure who's going to be maintaining it.
It's a maintenance issue.
Chairman,
make sure he's done. Are you done?
Yeah, I mean, for the moment. Yeah, go ahead.
I kind of agree with Mr. Riley, right? Because it's not, I think the drain will work, right? It's the maintenance of the drain over time that got hairy, right? Because if it's the person over here, whose leaves are they? I don't know, right?
I don't know either.
That's why we want to do an easement. Because I said the same thing. I mean, obviously, I'm going to sell it, and then it'll be out of my hands. Then it's going to turn over to the HOA. Then the HOA could get mad and say, I'll cap that thing off. So we need an easement for them to have right to maintain it. You know,
It needs an easement, but I think it also needs a maintenance agreement of some kind. Because there's no saying who clogged the pipe. Right? There's no way to say that.
It's my understanding, Mr. Cergovic, that you were drafting an easement. Let me finish the question. Easement and maintenance agreement.
Right.
So if the council wanted, if there was a deferral for review of the maintenance agreement, or you present a maintenance agreement to council?
What we're going to do is we'll incorporate in the restricted covenants the same maintenance obligations for all the drainage to be shared by the homeowners association. In the same way they'd have to maintain the roads, we'll put all drainage onto the association. And, you know, if that's, if that'll be satisfactory, that's where we'll put it.
Yeah, I think that it was less than comforting when you were saying that, okay, now maybe we've changed the idea on the maintenance.
Again, I was just thinking about it this morning. It's different than what I discussed with Mr. Christenberry last night, but Mike, is, you know, in order to move the matter forward, we'll just put it into the homeowners association, the developers slash homeowners association, the same ways our ponds are being maintained. And it probably will be better because the fear is that that pipe may get clogged up and then interfere with the workings of our ponds. So we'll just do it, and if and we'll talk to the neighbors and see if they want to make a contribution.
Well, me and Steve, he brought that point up. He says, well, he's going to maintain it. I said, well, the pipe's on me. Okay. I said, the HOA, it's going to be part of their open space, and they're going to have to maintain it.
Maybe I just overthought the thing this morning.
I mean, I think that makes the biggest sense.
Any more questions? Right? Any more questions to council?
Well, this is really known as a retention pond. You said retention holds water. In the past, I've been a tax manager. I am right now a tax manager of a tax ditch.
Right.
So some of the problems you're saying here is we go. How deep you plan on going with your sediment pond? 3 or 4 feet.
Yeah.
And when you get down that deep, you probably got springs. And then here comes water. And that when you got dirt there, you got more sponge like to take up the water. That's why it's probably dry right there. I've had this experience. They dug a retention pond about 400 or 500 feet from me, and the darn thing ran clear down in my park and almost drowned me out. I had to go get an irrigation pump and pump the water at least 500 or 600 feet out there in the field to get rid of the water that's coming out of in retention pond. So actually, retention ponds, you don't watch yourself, might become dangerous. So retention ponds today are designed that you got to get rid of water, go somewhere. I don't know what kind of.
Well, that's why we decided on the bypass piping. Yeah. That way, if you know, as this pond fluctuates up and down, this bypass pipe is not subject to that.
They changed their minds on that. They decided the retention pond wasn't too good a deal. Because we think in the old days they thought actually water would run to that hole. That's not true, because as it rains, the water comes up. Springs push the water up. Actually, it's not we'll hold that water back. It just keeps running over and running over on another person's.
Right.
So you might be better off not having a retention pond.
And so we should talk to Soil Conservation about it. Oh, you serve on the committee, don't you?
Yes.
Checking. You should change that.
I tried to tell them to do that, but they will. I've been student minister. That was wrong.
If there are no other, oops, sorry, Mr. Wilson, didn't mean to cut you off.
You're sorry, but you're really sorry.
I am.
Very good.
If there's.
Mr. President, if I could offer just a quick thought on the concern raised relating to the perpetual maintenance of stormwater management facilities. Condition B does require a homeowners association to be formed and does require that homeowners association to provide for the perpetual maintenance of stormwater management facilities along with streets and other common elements. I think the concern that I'm hearing here today might be capable of being dealt with by Condition B, but Council may wish to consider, with Mr. Moore's input, strengthening that condition to make sure that this concern is addressed. It might be an alternative to deferring it. So.
And did you have anything else?
No, we're fine with Condition B. It just
maybe we're going to take Dave Bird, if you're administrator for natural for soil conservation, he'd probably be wrong himself.
Yeah.
I shouldn't actually. What happened?
Okay.
I proved to him showed that water, that retention ponds floods over. They had no ditch out there, bringing water out to somebody else's ditch. That's where the problem came in.
Well, a year ago, we were doing topo. His surveyor came there, and he couldn't even get back there to take a survey. It was so bad. And I felt bad. So, I mean, I do site work. So I sent my guys down there, pumped out his backyard, pumped it onto me,
okay,
just to try to alleviate the water. So we're all in agreement there's a problem, and I'm here to fix it, here to figure it out.
If there are no more questions, that concludes our formal presentation. Yes.
Thank you. And is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Sir?
I keep getting over his. I got to shut up.
Good afternoon. My name is Steve Maternick, and I live in the Silverwoods community at 37249 Brenda Lane, which is the triangular property in the northwest corner of the proposed property. We are one of the two reference properties that has already been discussed of having a couple of major issues with flooding due to heavy rains and the lack of any sort of drainage in that area. When I spoke at the planning and zoning meeting, we only had the initial drawings and plans presented, which showed that road along lot 17 now, that was only 20 feet from our home, no buffer, and an open ditch that was running right outside our sunroom window. I must say that in the interim, since the December planning and zoning meeting, I'm very impressed with Michael Justice's attempts and efforts in working with not only myself, but my neighbor, Norm Welsh, to try to rectify some of the design issues and still help solve some of the issues that we have. I know there are no guarantees, especially in this neck of the woods, when it comes to drainage, but when Mr. Justice proposed the current drainage basin and the separate pipe that goes around the property into the outfall, I am much more optimistic and much more acceptable and accepting of the current plans as they certainly stand. I also think and am in favor of the zoning change because I know that by virtue of developing this property and the stormwater management that needs to be invested in and produced on this property will help in that it will help alleviate just by having the stormwater management as opposed to open land taking care of running that and directing that water to places where it can potentially drain properly. The only major concern and question that I guess I currently have now is that the ditch that was recently spoken to that runs basically around Plantation Park, the ditch that goes out to Waits Creek?
Miller's Creek.
Miller's Creek, I'm sorry. But in any event, that ditch has not been maintained. And actually, I think there were a couple of damming issues that residents in that community performed that reduced and restricted flow of any drainage from our property into that area of that drainage ditch. So I would just hope that any future plans would make sure that the homeowners in that particular development of Plantation Park would not be allowed to cause any damming or restricting effect for any of the drainage that occurs. The last comment I just want to make also is with the end of the road now being 55 feet, according to Mr. Justice, from our house, and the maintaining of all of the buffer, by our property there would be much better. I actually went out and staked it yesterday and put a surveyor's tape 22 feet across, which is the dimension or the width of the road span. Can I see the tape from my window? Yes, I can. But I think the tree cover and the buffer would be adequate and would be acceptable to us based on the current designs as they are now. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? Is there anyone in opposition of this application? Anyone here today in opposition? Seeing none, we can close the public hearing, Mr. President. Council desires. We could close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council. Close public record. And Mr. Moore, read the short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GR General Residential District to a GRRPC General Residential District, residential planned community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 16.1 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 9 with conditions 10A through O.
Any amendments, any changes, anything?
Mr. Hudson has something.
I'm sorry.
Mr. President, I just have one thing on condition B. Is it sensible to add in there that Mr. Justice has easement to do the maintenance of that pipe or the stormwater management thing? Can that be done correctly?
Well, currently he owns the land, so he doesn't need an easement to do that. But I believe what he was referencing,
from the
there was going to be an easement, so also the adjoining landowners would be able to come across on that parcel if they saw it stuck as well.
Okay, yeah, I think it's just granting an easement to the adjoining landowners to tie into that pipe.
If that makes sense and legal, I would ask for that revision.
And more, could you wordsmith that?
Let me see if I can find that real.
Hold up on anything yet, Mr. Burns.
Mr. Moore, are you comfortable that the pipe, the word pipe, will be, because it mentions stormwater management, but the pipe is really not.
Right.
It's drainage.
Drainage facilities, drainage apparatus would be.
I'm not trying to make it difficult on you, but if it trains his owners.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. Mr. President, I would like to defer this for 2 weeks to give us an opportunity to, you know, kind of review this material, consider the wording of any amendments, and then bring it back for review in 2 weeks.
To your district, doesn't matter to me. I have a motion to defer for 2 weeks. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Oh, got a second over here. Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
All we get, motion carried.
Okay, thank you. The next matter, Mr.